Generating analytical insight. CRM users who want to use customer data for analytical purposes or receive management reports have three main ways of doing it. Standard reports, OLAP, data mining. Number one, standard reports. Reporting capabilities are one of the most valuable features of customer relationship management solutions, giving teams an overview of their business performance. CRM reports help businesses track progress towards their goals, identify problems, selling quickly, operate more efficiently, and sell smarter. The better you're able to identify a problem, the faster you'll be able to solve it, and the operations will become more and more efficient. The most essential of these reports include sales pipelines, sales performance, sales forecast, sales activities, case logs, and profitability reports. A CRM report is a management tool that unifies sales, marketing, and customer support data to strengthen your customer relationships. They exist inside CRM dashboards that connect your data in a way that will make your CRM analysis interactive, focused, and efficient. A CRM report is the presentational aspect of customer relationship management. By working with visual key performance indicators and a mix of interactive charts and graphs, you can use a CRM dashboard to spot trends that will empower you to develop strategies that will build trust as well as brand loyalty on a sustainable basis. Different types of CRM reports: CRM pipeline report, sales performance report, forecasted sales report, sales activity report, lead source analysis report, call report, profitability report. All of these reports generated by your CRM can help you analyze each and every aspect of your business, right from analyzing your sales, right from analyzing your pipeline of the sales, right from analyzing your profit and how can you increase that, right from how the calling is happening, the customer feedback, lead source and how is the lead quality and the source of leads which are working the best for you, sales activity report, and what are the forecasted sales that you can have depending on the report that is generated. So all of the eight elements that you can see in your business, seven elements actually, not eight, that you can see in your business will be generated via CRM. And this in turn is going to make sure that you keep optimizing your resources, your tools, your people, your services, or your products as well for maximizing profits and ROI. The first one is CRM pipeline report. CRM pipeline report provides a visual overview of how your team and leads are progressing. You can track the value and status of all the deals at every stage of the sales cycle. This type of CRM report helps you to determine if the distribution of your deals is adding up towards your sales goals. CRM pipeline reports pinpoint potential problem areas so your team can focus their attention on improving their campaign. Number two, sales performance report. Sales performance report tells you how well your sales reps are doing in terms of closing your target number of deals. They also provide you with estimates of the actual and expected value of your pipeline deals. You'll see the details of all your opportunities over a given period of time. Having this performance data at hand informs the teams which deals will have higher revenue potential so that they can allocate more time and resources on these opportunities. Number three, forecasted sales report. Forecasted sales, otherwise known as win probability, show you the projected revenue within a specified time period. This type of report is generated based on data you have on leads and sales trends. It also tells sales reps if they can hit their sales target at the current rate of their efforts and activities. Number four, sales activity report. A sales activity report tracks phone calls, appointments, emails, all activities that sales reps have done within a period of time to show you the activity scheduled for upcoming weeks as well. This report gives sales managers an indication of whether you should change something in your daily activities or whether these activities are going to help us hit the sales goals or which activities are worth continuing or which ones should we discard. Number five, lead source analysis report. Lead source reports tell you how your prospective customers come to know your business and what makes them interested in your product or service. Sources may include Google search, ad campaign, social media, and email. This type of CRM report also drills down into the quality and demographics of your leads, so you can eliminate marketing campaigns that do not accelerate your sales process. Call report. Call reports or case log summaries gives you an indication of the quality of your customer interactions. And the reason why customers seek out the support team. They also give you insights into whether your reps are spending enough time to cultivate a good customer relationship or not. Moreover, they show you how effective your reps are in turning calls into deals and whether you need to change the way you get in touch with customers or continue the same. Number seven, profitability report. Profitability report shows you which customers are bringing in more revenue, are most loyal to your brand, and have the highest potential to become repeat buyers. It can also show you the revenue generated from various lead sources or accounts. It pinpoints which reps are most effective in closing deals. In other words, this type of report helps you identify your best customers and your best agents. With this report, you can predict which customers to focus. With this report, you can predict which customers should you focus on the most and what exactly should you do with them, how should you treat them, and why are they the most loyal to your brand, and will they get you more customers, more referrals or not. Now coming on to OLAP, Online Analytical Processing. Online Analytical Processing, OLAP, is a technology that organizes large business databases and supports complex analysis. It can be used to perform complex analytical queries without negatively affecting transactional systems. The databases that a business uses to store all its transactions and records are called Online Transaction Processing, OLTP databases. These databases usually have records that are entered at one time. Often they contain a great deal of information that is valuable to the organization. The databases that are used for OLTP, however, were not designed for analysis. Therefore, retrieving answers from these databases is costly in terms of time and effort. OLAP systems were designed to help extract this business intelligence information from the data in a highly performing way. This is because OLAP databases are optimized for heavy read, low write workloads. Semantic modeling. A semantic data model is a conceptual model that describes the meaning of data elements it contains. Organizations often have their own terms for things, sometimes with synonyms and even different meanings for the same term. For example, an inventory database might track a piece of equipment with an asset ID and a serial number, but a sales database might refer to the serial number as the asset ID. There is no simple way to relate these values without a model that describes the relationship. Semantic modeling provides a level of abstraction over the database schema so that the users don't need to know the underlying data structures. They just need to know what is the actual output of the underlying data or whatever the data has. This makes it easier for end users to query data without performing aggregates and joins over the underlying schema. Also, usually columns are renamed to more user-friendly names so that context and meaning of the data is more obvious for the user to understand. Data mining. Data mining, as we discussed earlier, is the process of sorting through large data sets to identify patterns and relationships that can help solve business problems through data analysis. Data mining techniques and tools enable enterprises to predict future trends and make more informed business decisions. Data mining is a key part of data analytics overall and also one of the core disciplines in data science, which uses advanced analytics techniques to find useful information in data sets. At a more granular level, data mining is a step in the knowledge discovery in databases, which is KDD process, a data science methodology for gathering, processing, and analyzing data. Data mining and KDD are sometimes referred to interchangeably, but they're more commonly seen as two distinct things. Why is data mining important? Data mining is a crucial component of successful analytics initiatives in organizations. The information it generates can be used in business intelligence and advanced analytical applications that involve analysis of historical data, as well as real-time analytics applications that examine streaming data as it's created or collected. Effective data mining aids in various aspects of planning business strategies and managing operations. That includes customer-facing functions such as marketing, advertising, sales, and customer support, plus manufacturing, supply chain management, finance, and HR. Data mining supports fraud detection, risk management, cybersecurity planning, and many other critical business use cases. It also plays an important role in healthcare, government, scientific research, mathematics, sports, and more. Data mining is typically done by data scientists and other skilled business intelligent and analytics professionals. But it can only be performed by data-savvy business analysts, executives, and workers who function as citizen data scientists in an organization. And data mining and data scientists is one of the most upcoming growing job profiles, right from business analysis to data analysis and so on and so forth. Its core elements include machine learning and statistical analysis, along with data management tasks done to prepare for analysis. The use of machine learning algorithms and artificial intelligence tools has automated most of the processes and made it easier to mine massive data sets, such as customer databases, transaction records, and log files from web servers, mobile apps, and sensors. As an example, Nike determined using data mining and data scientists which shoe is getting sold in which part of the world the most and then get it into production. What color, what size is selling the most, where it's selling the most, and which shoe is selling the most. All of this data they have. The data mining process can be broken down into these four primary stages. Number one, data gathering. Gather relevant data for analytics wherever and from wherever possible. Identify it and assemble it in one place. The data may be located in different sources, different systems, different warehouses, different computers, or different data lakes. An increasingly common repository in big data environments that contains a mix of structured and unstructured data. So you gotta get all this data together and from all internal external sources. So if you want to use external sources as well to gather your data. Wherever the data comes from, a data scientist often moves it to a data lake for remaining steps in the process. Data preparation is the second step. This stage includes a set of steps to get the data ready to be mined. The data is not yet ready to be mined. You've just collected the data in the previous step. It starts with data exploration, profiling, and pre-processing, followed by data cleanup, work to fix errors and other data quality issues. Data transformation is also done to make data sets consistent, unless a data scientist is looking to analyze unfiltered raw data for a particular application. Finally, mining the data. Once the data is prepared, a data scientist is going to choose the appropriate data mining technique and then implement one or more algorithms to do the mining. In machine learning applications, the algorithms typically must be trained on sample data sets to look for the information being sought before they are run against the full set of data. They'll test it on a specific data set, a sample data size. If it works, amazing, they'll run it on the entire set of data. Finally, data analysis and interpretation. After the data mining results have come and generated, the user will create analytical models that can help drive decision making and other business actions. The data scientist or another member of the data science team also must communicate the findings to business executives and users, often through data visualization and the use of data storytelling techniques. The four stages of data mining, like we just learned them. Number one, gathering the data sources, data from all different sources. Number two, data exploration. This stage is involving the data sampling and transformation of data. Number three is modeling. Number four is deploying the models. As simple as these four stages which you just learned. Moving forward, types of data mining techniques. Various techniques can be used to mine data for different data science applications. Pattern recognition is a common data mining use case that enables by multiple techniques as an anomaly detection which aims to identify outlier values in data sets. Popular data mining techniques include the following types. Association rule mining. In data mining, association rules are if-then statements that identify relationships between data elements. If this, then that. For example, support and confidence creates. Supports and confidence criteria are used to assess the relationships. Support measures how frequently the related elements appear in a data set, while the confidence reflects the number of times an if-then statement is accurate. I'll repeat myself. Support and confidence criteria are used to assess the relationships. Support measures how frequently the data elements appear in a data set, while confidence reflects the number of times an if-then statement is accurate. Classification. Classification is the approach assigning the elements in data sets to different categories defined as part of the data mining process. Decision trees, naive Bayes classifiers, k-nearest neighbor, and logistic regression are some example of classification methods. You'll have to go in much more detail of this entire decision trees, naive bayes, classifiers, k-nearest neighbors. These are all different types of classifying the data. Clustering. In this case, data elements that share particular examples, characteristics are grouped together into clusters as part of data mining applications. Examples include a hierarchical clustering, Gaussian mixture models, k-means clustering. Regression. Another way of finding relationships in a data set by calculating predicted data values based on a set of variables. Linear regression and multivariate regression are such examples. Decision trees and some other classification methods can use to do regression. Decision trees are one of the best ways to sort and mine data, right from using it in regression to using it in classification or in clustering as a data mining technique. Sequence and path analysis. Data can also be mined to look for patterns in which a particular set of events or values lead to later ones, or a particular set of events come on a repeated basis, or a particular path is being chosen by a particular process much more frequently. Identifying these events and networks can help you make smarter decisions. Number 6, neural networks. A neural network is a set of algorithms that stimulate. Number 6, a neural network. A neural network is a set of algorithms that simulates the activity of the human brain. Neural networks are particularly useful in complex pattern recognition, applications involving deep learning, a more advanced offshoot of machine learning. Benefits of data mining. In general, the business benefits of data mining come from the increased ability to uncover hidden patterns, trends, correlations, and anomalies in data sets. That information can be used to improve business decision making and strategic planning through a combination of conventional data analysis and predictive analytics. Specific data mining benefits include the following. More effective marketing and sales. Data mining helps marketers better understand customer behavior and preferences, which enables them to create targeted marketing and advertising campaigns. Similarly, sales teams can use data mining results to improve lead conversion rates and sell additional products and services to existing customers. Number 2, better customer service. Thanks to data mining, companies can identify potential customer service issues and more promptly and give contact center agents up-to-date information to use in calls, online chats with their customers. The more you understand about how they're responding to your customers, the better it can become using data mining techniques. Number 3, improved supply chain management. Organizations can spot market trends and forecast product demand and more accurately. Just like that example that I gave you of Nike, enabling the company to make better decisions, to better manage their inventories of their goods and supplies. Entire supply chain management can become so much more efficient if data mining is done. Thus, supply chain managers can also use information from data mining to optimize warehousing, distribution, and other logistic operations. Next one is increased production uptime. Mining operational data from sensors on manufacturing machines and other industrial equipment supports predictive maintenance applications to identify potential problems before they occur, helping to avoid unscheduled downtime. In your production units, there are multiple machines that you might be using. You need to know when to service them. Data mining is coming to the rescue because you don't need an unscheduled downtime because it's going to affect your entire cycle of producing the product, packaging it, and then shipping it. Stronger risk management. Risk managers and business executives can better assess financial, legal, cybersecurity, and other risks to a company and develop plans for managing them as well. Lower costs. Data mining helps drive cost savings through operational efficiencies in business processes and reduced redundancy and waste in corporate spends. The more you analyze your data, the more you mine your data, it is going to tell you different ways of saving your money, different ways of making your people in a process more efficient, thus reducing redundancy or things that happen on a repeated basis and not waste any corporate spendings. Ultimately, data mining initiatives can lead to higher revenue and profits, as well as competitive advantages that set companies apart from their business rivals. Data mining is the key to success in today's businesses, along with a strong CRM. Data mining versus data analytics and data warehousing. Data mining is sometimes viewed as being synonymous with data analytics, but it's predominantly seen as a specific aspect of data analytics that automates the analysis of large data sets to discover information that otherwise could not be detected. That is data mining. That is a part of data analytics. That information then can be used in data science process and in other business intelligence and analytics applications. Data warehousing supports data mining efforts by providing repositories for the data sets. This is where your data is stored. Traditionally, historical data has been stored in enterprise data warehouses or smaller data marts built for individual business units or to hold specific subset of data. Now, though data mining applications are often served by data lakes that store both historical and streaming data and are based on big data platforms like Hadoop and Spark, NoSQL databases or cloud object storage devices. Privacy issues. Businesses place great value on the data they collect about their customers. Through this information, companies can send out targeted advertising, predict sales, improve their products, send emailer campaigns, and much more. But consumers naturally see it differently. For a lot of people, data collection is an invasion of their privacy. And if you're invading my privacy as a customer, I am not going to trust you. So don't make data collection an invasion of privacy for the user and a practice that can be easily abused. Yes, it can be, leading to mistrust for your company and suspicion for your brand. Despite the growing anxiety over data collection, the practice has actually been increasing. People are going on to collect data much more than ever in different sources, different forms than before. Over the past year, 70% of the companies analyzed by KPMG expanded their collection of personal consumer and their data. Some 75% of business leaders polled said that they're comfortable with the level of data the company collects, and 95% claim that company has strong or very strong data protection measures in place. However, there are warning signs that even at businesses that do collect data. Among the business leaders surveyed, 62% felt that their companies should do more to protect customer data. A third of them said that consumers should be more concerned about how the data is used by their company, while 29% admitted that their company has sometimes used unethical means to collect private data. Consumers aren't just fearful about the practice of collecting data, they're worried about how the data might be used, compromised, or sold to other parties. As the fear of data collection grows, people are becoming less willing to share private information. Among the consumers surveyed, 30% said there are no circumstances under which they share their data with businesses. Only 12% said they share the data to make ads more relevant, while 17% would do it to help companies improve their products and services. Despite the anxiety, consumers are willing to share information in specific cases. Some 57% of the respondents said the use of facial recognition technology in criminal investigations is acceptable, while 52% are comfortable with businesses using recorded calls for quality and training purposes. With consumer concerns over data collection increasing day by day, how can companies better manage their privacy policy and practices to avoid alienating their customers? Here are a few suggestions. By being more transparent about how consumer data will be used. Around 3/4 of the consumers polled said that they want greater transparency about how the data is going to be used at the first place. And 40% of them said that they share the data if they knew how will it be used at the end of the day and by whom. But only 53% of the business leaders said that their company has actively tried to show how consumer data is used. What about the 47% of the people? They are not showing it, thus the privacy issue can be a big concern. But if you be more transparent about how will it be used, you will be sorted. Analyze your own business ethics when it comes to data collection. Many of the consumer surveyed said that they don't trust companies to do the right thing. As such, the onus is on businesses to show and prove that they can act ethically in this regard. Give your consumers more control over their data. Most of the respondents said that if they want more control over their data, but only 59% of businesses leaders said that their company gives customer control over how much data goes to whom, while only 52% people opt to share their data. Make data anonymous whenever possible. Almost half of the consumer surveyed said that they'd be more comfortable with data collection if the information were made fully anonymous. Take the lead in establishing corporate data responsibility. 49% of the consumers admitted that they don't know how to protect their personal data, but 64% said that the companies aren't doing much to help. So become that person, become that company which takes the lead in establishing corporate data responsibility and how consumers can protect their own data. With the explosion of digital technologies, companies are sweeping up vast quantities of data about consumers' activities, both online and offline. Feeding these trends are new smart connected products, from fitness trackers to home equipments to home systems that gather and transmit detailed information. Make sure you're keeping up to date with the regulations by either allocating an employee to monitor changes or either a system that is compliant with these standards. Ensure a compliance of your data collection technology with HIPAA, PIPEDA, and GDPR so that any information you uphold or upload to the platform is automatically compliant with your regional regulations. Your customer's data is always protected with the highest standards of security. Customer data may come in many forms, but all of it needs to be protected at all given costs. Whatever you're doing with it, it has to be protected, and there has to be a protection strategy if you are taking consumers' data. The two key aspects to think about in protection strategy will be data privacy and data security. That is it. You need not let hackers hack into your system and take this data and use it for a fraud or something else, because your strategy needs to cover both security and privacy so that nobody else sees it and nobody else does anything about this data. Finally, we are at the conclusion of this chapter. What all did we learn over here? Overview on customer-related data, structured and unstructured data, creating customer database, different types of databases and their importance, data integration, data warehouse, customer journey stages and analytics, big data analytics, CRM report and its different types, data mining and stages, overview on data privacy. With that, I want you to take a bigger break this time, because this was a heavy chapter. I know that this was a long one than all the other chapters so far. Take a nice break, a big one this time, and then come back to the next chapter. Take a nice deep breath, drink lots of water, listen to some music, do what you love, call a friend, whatever you wish to do. And last but not the least, you know what to do. Whoever you meet, wherever you go, whenever you can, don't forget to smile and spread a smile. Thank you so much.